Lil SP, aka Styles P. Enjoy the weekend, y'all. Stay safe. And thanks for listening to this episode. Snake bites. All these niggas see is my break lights. Used to the dark. I never come with a safe light. It goes wrong, I know that my fate's right.
Love forgive me, they offended me. Give a fuck how they feeling, can't match my energy. Conversations increasing, you ain't no friend of me, Lord.
Alright, that's enough. That's enough. Y'all go check SP out, go check the locks out. Havoc. Mobb Deep, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Prodigy. Havoc, in my opinion, is the best producer / MC ever. His beats never miss, and he was underrated as an MC when he was in Mobb Deep, but he was actually the better MC. Go check Havoc out. Who else is real nice right now? Flea Lord, Currency, I like Nino, man. He's got some nice bars. He's got some stuff with Styles P. Who else? Sci High. Man. Yeah, I can't think right now, you know what I mean? But so yeah. I gotta get going. I'm about to go pick Michelle up in a little bit. Let Charlie out, make sure Marley's got food and shit like that. Shout out to my family, anyone that's listening. I love you. Yeah, just gonna enjoy the weekend, rest and recover, you know what I'm saying? Get ready for this Bucks game this weekend. Let's go, Bucks. They're gonna have to go on and, you know, it's playoff time, so nothing else matters. Whatever happened during the season, regular season, that's over. This is a new season, so you know, everyone's starting 0-0. So let's go, Bucks. What else? Let's see. Oh, yeah, shout out Von Mays. Shout out Von Mays. You know what I'm saying? Just want to let him know. You know what I'm saying? If you ever need, like, some room on the podcast, if you got any issues or anything like that, information or whatever, anything you want to, you know what I'm saying, get off your chest or anything you want to share as far as, like, what's going on in the city, you know what I'm saying, and you need, like, some extra ears, you know what I'm saying? This platform is for that as well. You know what I mean? I want to be able to help spread information is basically what I'm saying. So shout out Von Mays. You know, you always got an open platform here, bro. Always. I respect what you've been doing in the city. Like I said, I don't know you personally, but you know what I'm saying? I respect what you are doing. And this platform is always open to you. Who else? Sherwin Hughes, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Sherwin Hughes. Shout out 101.7 The Truth, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Homer Blow. Shout out Michelle Bryant. Those are my favorites because they think like me, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, everyone doesn't agree on, you know, everything and all that stuff like that. But I think, you know, I feel similar to the way they feel about things and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? Those are great people. So yeah, so always support them. And I'm gonna get out of here for now. I gotta get me some I gotta finish that food. I came home and smashed like half that burrito I bought. Man, it was really good. So gonna eat a little more and then get going, pick Michelle up, and then come back, chill for a little while, and then head over to the to the ceremony over there. So everyone have a great weekend, and I'll holler at y'all soon. Peace. I'll play a little more. conversations. I play the next verse and then I'm out.
Marijuana for champagne. Need a rollie made out of sand grains. Tell time and assimilation. For stimulation of fan flames. For a long flow, even your mom know. I could die and come back like I was Jon Snow. Turn you John Doe. No time, no. Know I was gone.
I'm drug dealers, what's the Malalo?
Love, forgive me, they offended me. Give a fuck how they feeling, can't match my energy. Conversations increasing, you ain't no friend of me, Lord. I mean, look at what you did to me. Yeah,
yeah. Right. So we know it's closed.
Exactly. So there's a street, if y'all, we're just rolling through, what was that, 6 and Walnut we were just by? The street's closed over there. If y'all trying to turn on 6, you know what I'm saying, headed downtown or whatever.
Third.
I mean, on 3rd, it's closed, the road is closed, so just a little heads up. So, yep, we're heading in to the job. It's Friday. Friday. Michelle, it says Friday. Yeah. So, just say once again, hopefully we'll see people at the vigil tonight. You know what I mean? And I ain't trying to make it, well, fuck it, I am trying to make it racial. I'm hoping to see a ton of white people there. You know what I mean? Even if they come there and don't sit, and they just come around and just fucking stand and observe and ask questions. Coming in, what can I do?
I'm from the looks of it, she had friends like,
she did. She did. I noticed that too, baby. Yep. I noticed that in her pictures and stuff. She had a lot of different races of people that she kicked it with and hung out with.
And
that's what I'm talking about.
You know what I want to say?
That's what we're trying to get.
That's what I think it's generational, because I feel like younger kids have very mixed bag of friends.
Mm-hmm.
They have different circles. They don't just...
Shit, we did. That's why I'm well-rounded. I mean, yeah. I talk about race a lot.
True.
Because it's affected me. But I'm well-rounded. I've been around every kind of damn person. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why I know what I'm talking about. And you have too. And
well,
that's why we're well-rounded people.
I feel like that's why I find it so disgusting that people are closed-minded, because it just never... like was a thing for me.
Right, exactly. And you weren't taught that kind of bullshit. You weren't taught to not like people. That, like that clip that from the kid, the little white kid, was calling Spanish, you know, Latin people niggers and black people niggers. Like, someone's teaching him that.
Right.
He's teaching. Someone is teaching him that.
If they're not teaching...
His 8-year-old, 9-year-old buddies ain't teaching him. And if they are, they're learning it from their white parents.
Right. Or, like, what are they watching on the internet?
All that stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you really need to be monitoring what your younger children are watching.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the kind of shit that they pick up, too.
Exactly. Because, as a matter of fact, the little kid, he was sitting in front of a laptop. And he was spewing all that bullshit.
Right.
I'm like, wow, he couldn't have been no older than 10.
Right. So, like, if he figured out how to record, I mean, kids are
all of that
tech savvy very early because it's in, you know, computers are in the school,
right.
And we didn't grow up with that. So, like, he could just look up anything on YouTube.
Okay, baby.
Mm-hmm. Just,
yeah.
Choking on air.
Choking on air.
Otherwise known as breathing.
Right. Yeah, sometimes that cigarette smoke would go down wrong, and it had you coughing and shit.
Just sometimes air goes down the wrong way.
Yeah. Shout out Third Street Mark. Oh, shout out Omar. Omar, you need to get over though to the Truth Man and holler at them. That's crazy to me in a way. That dude ain't been over there to holler at them. You know what I'm saying though? Cause they run Third Street Market.
Yeah.
He's part owner of the place. I'm sure he's been over to TMJ. You know what I'm saying? That's all. Like that bus says coming. Connect. Connect. Like, wouldn't that just seem natural? Well, what, the police over here, they got the paddy wagon out. They putting somebody in the back.
Silk is right over there.
Oh, shit. Yep, that's the Silk. That's Silk. Yeah, the little strip club. They were having hell trying to get that thing open.
And then it just quietly opened.
And then it just quietly opened, yep. Kind of like how the little, they're keeping the those 11 prison guards in Waupun. They got caught bringing in the dope and the cell phones and all that. They're kind of keeping that quiet. But I'm going to give it some noise. That podcast is coming this weekend. She done took the dog outside. She ain't brushed her teeth. She ain't even showered. She done let the dog. The dog is cleaner than her. Here. Sorry, baby. All right, we about to head to work. Y'all, peace.
Peace and blessings. How's everyone doing? This is DBJ. This is the Cold World Podcast. We're here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's Friday, April 19th, and this is the afternoon edition. We're getting closer to afternoon. It's about 11:16 a.m. on Friday, April 19th, 2024. So I hope life's treating you all well out there. We made it to the weekend. Man, week went pretty fast, though. Week went pretty fast. So I'm hoping to see everyone at the Candlelight Vigil tonight at 2230 North Bremen Street for Sade Robinson, for those that can make it. So I thought for this afternoon edition, or getting close afternoon edition, I thought I'd get on the laptop and do some research and see who's being criminal and doing bad things that they're not supposed to be doing. So, what I decided to do was go on the Office of Public Affairs, Wisconsin edition, and see who's being sneaky and criminal, and who's racially profiling people, and who's setting people up, and just who's doing criminal stuff that may not be getting highlighted enough. So I thought we'd do some of that. So I got a story right here I pulled up. And this is from, like I said, the Office of Public Affairs. And this is a press release. And this says, a Wisconsin man sentenced for making racially charged threats against black residents. And this article is from Monday, July 23rd. So this is about not even a year old, okay? So I'm just going to read the article. I'm going to also see if they got a video so I can play the clip too, you know what I mean? So I'm not just reading and stuff so people don't think like, oh, he's adding in words and making shit up and stuff. No, I'm just playing, but. So I'm going to read this. I am going to see if I can pull some clips up though. So it says a Wisconsin man was sentenced Thursday. Now keep in mind, this was a while ago. A Wisconsin man was sentenced Thursday in federal court in the Eastern District of Wisconsin to 30 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release for intimidating and interfering with black residents because of their race and because they were exercising their right to fair housing. According to court documents, William McDonald, 45, of West Allis, white fella, William McDonald, 45, of West Allis, we call them Stallycats, Stallycats, vandalized a black woman's vehicle parked outside her apartment by slashing her tires and smashing her windshield in March of 2021. Here, I'll read that again. William McDonald, 45, of West Allis, vandalized a black woman's vehicle parked outside her apartment by slashing her tires and smashing her windshield in March of 2021. McDonald then left her car a note filled with racial slurs, threatening to slash her throat. You hear me? I'm gonna read that back. McDonald then left on her car a note filled with racial slurs, threatening to slash her throat and demanding she move out of West Allis. A week later, McDonald slashed two of her car tires and left another note filled with racial slurs and giving her an ultimatum: move out of the neighborhood or suffer violence. In April 2022, a black woman and her two minor children moved into McDonald's apartment complex. Shortly after they moved in, McDonald vandalized her front door with racial graffiti and left her a note, calling her family a racial slur and demanding she get out of the building. The quote, this is from Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department's of Civil Rights Division. She says, every person in the United States has the right to live in their homes and neighborhoods free from the threat of violence based on race, said Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. The Justice Department will vigorously enforce the federal laws that protect all residents against race-based threats like those made by this defendant. This sentence should send a strong message to others who carry out racially motivated threats and acts of violence that they will be brought to justice. That sentence don't send no strong message. That's a weak-ass sentence. That's white privilege. Because he went to jail because he got 2.5 years? 2.5 years ain't shit. 2.5 years ain't shit. I did 7.5. I did a 7.5 year bit, a 2.5 year bit, a 18-month bit, and then I did, the very first time I went to prison, I did a 3-month bit. Cause that's when they gave me the bracelet, but you had to go to prison for 3 months first, cause you had to do 25% of the time, you know, incarcerated. So I had to do 3 months. And then I went to the halfway house and all that shit. 2.5 years. That ain't nothing. And he's going to go to a minimum right away. He'll be able to work and all that stuff. Like, so his time will be smooth. Once he adjusts and all that, that ain't shit. He ain't even going to really feel that punishment. And them COs in there are going to like be kind of treating him kind of like, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. So it says... Okay, I read that part. So it says, the protection of citizens' civil rights, including the right to live free from race-based discrimination and intimidation, is a top priority for the U.S. Attorney's Office, said Attorney Gregory J. Hanstad for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. We will continue to work closely with federal, state, and local partners to bring federal resources to bear on those who violate the rights of any of our fellow citizens to live where they choose. Some of them statements and stuff too, like that they come out with, it just be straight garbage. If you just really listen to them and just read through them. He says, the 30-month sentence of William McDonald is a direct outcome of the unrelenting efforts and dedication of federal and local law enforcement officers and prosecutors to protect the rights of every Wisconsin citizen to live in a safe and protected environment free from race-based violence, said Special Agent in Charge Michael E. Hensley of the FBI Milwaukee Field Office. Additionally, the Milwaukee Field Office of the FBI, along with all its law enforcement partners, are unwavering in their joint commitment to combat any of all crimes, discrimination based on race, ethnicity, with the goal to make Wisconsin a safer and more inclusive community for everyone. So yeah, so that's that. They think 2.5 years is a strong sentence. That ain't shit.
Hey everybody, Jonathan here for the Friends and Tires, a smash windshield, threats, and a slew of racial slurs. That's what sent a Wisconsin man to federal prison, according to the Justice Department today. 45-year-old William McDonald was sentenced to 30 months in prison for intimidating and interfering with black residents. That's according to federal prosecutors. This happened at the beginning of March of 2021 in West Allis, that's a suburb of Milwaukee. McDonald allegedly sent the threats, including racial slurs, to multiple women multiple times, demanding they move out of their apartments. Well, an FBI special agent in charge said the sentence is, quote, a direct outcome of the unrelenting efforts and dedication of federal and local law enforcement officers and prosecutors to protect the rights of every Wisconsin citizen to live in safe and protected environment free from race-based violence.
So let's see, the next person we're going to see what they're out here doing, criminal. Yeah, this is a white fella right here. Wisconsin man pleads guilty to federal sex trafficking charges. Y'all hear me that? Wisconsin man pleads guilty to federal sex trafficking charges. This is from Tuesday, November 28, 2023. And this says for immediate release from the Office of Public Affairs. So this website that I'm reading this information from is the Office of Public Affairs. And obviously you can click on your state. It's a nationwide website. But, you know, I clicked on Wisconsin specifically because that's where I live. So I'm going to read what it says and then I'm going to see if I can find some audio. You know what I'm saying? So you guys can hear the bullshit that they're doing. You know what I mean? So it says a Wisconsin man pleaded guilty today in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin to one count of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, and one count of sex trafficking of a minor. According to court documents, Austin Keichkeritz, man, they'll be having some funny-ass last names sometimes. And then they'll be making fun of black, white people, some white people will be making fun of black people's names and shit. But listen to theirs, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why is it funny to say stuff about black names, but then when we make fun about white names, it's not funny anymore to white people? That's what I like. That's why I'll be saying, that's why I'll be playing in Paul Mooney clips sometimes, because like it seems like some white people, like when their energy gets shifted on them or when they're being like critically critiqued, you know, constructive criticism, or when they're when black or brown people are pointing out racism or whatever, they get upset almost. Like, what is that, man? So it says, according to court documents, Austin Karchakritz, 29, of River Falls, used force, threats of force, fraud, and coercion to compel one adult victim into engaging into commercial sex acts in the River Falls area. This ain't Milwaukee. This is River Falls. In the River Falls area between August 2020 and August 2022. He also caused a minor victim to engage in commercial sex acts in between October 2021 and January 2022. Excuse me. Sex trafficking continues to be prevalent because traffickers see the profits they can make from exploiting the vulnerable victims they target. Man, that shit's crazy. Said Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department Civil Rights Division. This type of abuse, particularly of minors, will not be tolerated. The Justice Department remains committed to prosecuting human trafficking offenses and standing up for the victims exploited by these abusers. Well, I mean, shit, you should. You should do your damn job. You know? Says, my office will continue to work with our federal, state, local law enforcement partners to hold human traffickers accountable, said U.S. Attorney Timothy O'Shea from the Western District of Wisconsin. Sex trafficking and forced prostitution are heinous crimes, and our priority is to restore freedom and dignity to the victims. I'm going to see if I can pull up some information here. It says, wait, I just want to read this too. It says a sentencing hearing will be scheduled on a later date. Karchakritz faces a minimum penalty of 15 years in prison. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and any other statutory factors. Well, at least he won't be able to get out, like, because he won't be able to participate, you know, in the, like, an earned release program or a boot camp, because you have to have a nonviolent offense to participate in those. And sex crimes are considered, and they are, violent offenses. You know what I'm saying? That's violence. You know what I mean? So that's a good thing. He will not be able to get out early. So, you know what I'm saying? Anything else? That's it on that one. So I'm going to see if I can pull up a video on this real quick. And then I'm going to go get me a little cigarette, pour me a little cup of coffee real quick. Yeah, I bought that Collectivo. Shout out Collectivo. That's a local Milwaukee coffee brand. You know what I'm saying? They're really good. And so support them. Yep. So I'll be right back. I think I found the video.
River Falls man is sentenced to 20 years in prison for sex trafficking. 30-year-old Austin Koekeritz pled guilty to 2 counts of sex trafficking in November. According to court documents, he used force, fraud, and coercion to compel an adult victim into performing commercial sex acts between August 2020 and August 2022, and a minor victim between October 2021 and January 2022.
Yeah, that's crazy, but that's what they're out here doing. You know what I'm saying? And they'll be trying to act like black and brown people commit all the crimes. You know what I'm saying? You hear Donald Trump's punk ass up there talking about how Latin people are rapists and murderers and criminals, and they're coming here and doing that. Man, look at all this. Look at all the white criminals here in this country. And when I say that, that doesn't mean I'm saying like that there's no black criminals in the country. Shit, I was one of them. Went to prison 3 damn times. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, duh. But I've changed my life, right? Like I was supposed to do. You know what I mean? So these white criminals, they need to clean their act up. They need to follow the law. You know what I'm saying? Like them white corrections officers and that white judge and the white parole officers were telling me and tell me that I need to do, right? Clean my act up, be better and all that. And I've done all that, right? So they need to do it too. The ones that are out here doing bad. And those are ones that I'm highlighting, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. And that's my whole thing too. Like if people don't, like if people... I would say it's a safe bet to assume 75% of the people that listen to my podcast, that listen to me and Michelle, I would say about 75% either agree or feel similar, you know what I mean, to what we're talking about, and the other 25% probably don't at all. Maybe they just like the entertainment or the banter or the conversation or whatever, you know, and that, you know, whatever. But like if you're someone that just like tuned in and you're like, man, dudes always talk like about race and always like, you can choose not to listen, because there's a lot of like choices that going into even listening to anyone's podcast. Like you gotta click on my thing, you gotta type in Cold World, click on it, find the episode, click on it, listen. So, you know what I'm saying? That's already a few decisions you're choosing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my point is, if for whatever reason you're, you know, not interested or you're offended or whatever, you don't have to sit there and listen and be mad. Just listen to a different podcast where they're talking about stuff that you like. But don't drive yourself crazy, you know? I'm just speaking in general, you know? Don't drive yourself crazy, like, hating on me and, you know what I'm saying? Go talk about what you want to talk about. Go create your own podcast, your own platform, kind of like I did. You know what I mean? So, and then you can talk about what you want to talk about. But this is my platform, and I'm going to continue to talk about what's important to me, what has affected me in this in my life. So, that's that. All right. So, yeah. We're going to probably add some more to this. But like I said, I want to go do a little cleaning up. You know what I'm saying? A little Friday cleaning. I like to like do that kind of stuff when I get home, kind of straighten up or whatever. That way, when the weekend rolls around, when like Saturday and Sunday gets here and stuff like that, we can just totally just chill. Like we're having breakfast with my mom. Sunday and stuff like that. We don't know exactly where we're going to go yet, but not that I would tell anybody. But yeah, so we're just going to get together, get a little meal this weekend on Sunday. But other than that, going to chill. I'm looking forward to the Bucks playoffs this weekend, man. Let's go. Hopefully, you know, if Giannis has to miss, you know, a game or two, like, I still feel like the Bucks are going to win that series. I really, truly do. Like, Bobby's going to have to step up, keep his attitude in line, you know what I'm saying? Because Bobby can be getting outside himself sometimes, and we don't know, need him getting thrown out of game, you know what I'm saying? Miz is going to have to step up, you know, and Dame too, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is his time. It's the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? This is really why they brought him here, you know? This is the playoff time. Guys are going to amp it up. You know what I'm saying? It's a playoff, so it's about to get real good. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I am so looking forward to the NBA playoffs this weekend. And yeah, probably watch some, whenever the games ain't on, probably watch some cooking shows like Rick Bayless, Jacques Pepin, Simply Ming, that Dookie Chase. I don't know if anyone's listening from Louisiana or whatever. I think there is Dookie Chase. They got a cooking show on PBS that me and Michelle watch. We've been watching that now for the past couple months. We had ran upon it. And yeah, they have a restaurant. They have a long, like, man, their family is huge, and they have a long history, like, of that restaurant, like everyone working there and stuff like that. And their story is just great, how they just kept it all in the family. It's just super local. Like, man, we watch the food they make, man. Because I've never been to Louisiana. My brother went down there after Katrina had happened to help, you know, with the, you know, whatever they were doing down there, helping with the aid, whether it was helping clean up, you know, helping find people, helping, you know, just all that kind of stuff. Whatever people were going down there to do, help clean up all that stuff. That's what he went down to do. But yeah, the Dookie Chase show, yeah, but they got a restaurant, and I just love their whole family dynamic and the story, you know what I mean? So we watch that every weekend. But anyways, I'm rambling. We're going to get out of here and, yeah, get some food in my system, and that's about it, and just relax for the rest of the way. So with that, I'm going to get going. Enjoy these clips that I'm going to play. I haven't decided which ones I'm going to play yet, at the beginning and at the end of the episode. I hope everyone stays safe this weekend. Tell somebody you love them and do something good for somebody. And until the next one, I'm going to holler at y'all soon. Enjoy this John Coltrane on the way out. Sorry, it took a few seconds. Light this candle up.
I can kill two birds with one stone. I have some deliveries to do on the south side. So I'm going to go on and deviate a little bit. Stop and grab me some food. That's a little perk about delivery. People that do delivery jobs, y'all know what I'm talking about. You can just dip off, You know what I'm saying? A little bit, grab stuff, so that's what I'm about to do. And y'all don't know where I work, so you can't tell on me. I'm about to get me some tacos. Y'all open? Yeah, can I get a taco dinner and a burrito dinner? Ground beef. Yeah. Both,
oh,
I want both the dinners to
Hold on. What'd you?
Yep. So just a couple more minutes of a wait. Get my food. Probably have to eat it on the way. And then. Yep. Rancho Food Trucks. Check them out. Rancho Food Trucks. MKE.
Oh no, this is Taquiera Marquez Express.
Taquiera Marquez Express. That's the name of the food truck. I'm sorry. There was a sticker on here. Someone maybe that owns another one, like, put their sticker on there. So you can check the Rancho food trucks out too. But this food truck I'm at is called Taquiera Marquez Express. Check them out. Across the street from El Rey. They got taco dinners, tostadas, tortas, quesadilla, nachos, burritos. Mm-hmm. They got horchata. They got torta dinners, quesadilla dinners, burrito dinners. Yep, extra, you can get guacamole and chips, side of rice and beans, guacamole, sour cream, side of sour creams, only 25 cents, sour side of jalapenos, 25 cents. Come check them out. They got steak, chicken, pulled pork, chorizo, pork mix, beef tongue. I don't mess with beef tongue, but yeah. They're booming. They've been here for, dude said, about 5 months, so they're up and coming. They got chicken wings. They got buffalo and mango habanero sauce for the chicken wings, 10-piece. Yeah. Oh, and they get an A, too, from the City of Milwaukee Health Department. Mobile sanitation grade, A. Yep, they get an A. I'm looking at it right now. So, yep, they're clean. You know, our Latin people, we clean. We are clean people. Black people, we clean people. Sometimes it'll be the whites. That'll be a little nasty sometimes. Some of them. It says some. Y'all got to pay attention to the words. Gracias. What's the name of your guys' food truck?
Marquez.
Taquiera?
Taqueria Marquez.
You guys been here about 5 months?
Yeah.
Yep. I just shout you guys out on my podcast. Yep. Yeah, I'm shouting you guys out on my podcast, you know, to help. I said your name of your business and everything and said the food is great. You guys got an A for the mobile sanitation grade from the City Health Department. These guys are doing great. Come check them out. Want to say anything?
Yeah, it's
good food. What's some of your favorite food that people come get?
Asada,
Pastor, chimichanga.
With the chimichangas, ooh! Yeah.
Enchilada.
Enchiladas?
Yeah, yeah, enchilada.
Nice.
The green enchilada and red enchilada.
Ooh, that shit looks good. He's showing me, what's your name?
Me, Roberto.
Roberto? Yeah. He's showing me a picture of the enchiladas. They got the avocado. Ooh, they got the sour cream on the side. They don't put it on the top of it. Yeah. They put it on the side so you can do it yourself. Yeah. Nice. I'll be back. Yeah. Okay. Have a good weekend, you guys. Mm-hmm. Yep. This stuff is good. They package it up all good. Shit is nice and hot. Yep, come check them out. Check them out. I gotta get back to work, smash this food, and be to holler at y'all soon. Everyone stay safe out here. Go do something good for somebody. Peace.